STPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. USD's men's basketball team takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight in the first round of the National Invitational Tournament. The Coyotes have a 22-11 record and won the Summit League regular season title. USD had the number one seed in the Summit League tourney but lost in the semifinals to SDSU. South Dakota surrenders about 73 points per game and hopes to slow down a high-scoring Hawkeye offense that averages 80 points per contest. Iowa has an 18-14 record and lost to Indiana in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. They average 17.3 assists per game, good for ninth in the country. John Thayer with the Coyote Sports Network says it'll be an exciting game tonight.
USD has done a lot with its season in transition offense and being up and down the floor. And I'm interested to see if they get in an up and down game with Iowa, just how that goes for them. But Iowa's going to space the floor well. They're going to really move the ball around, and that's what gets them to a high assist level. This is an Iowa team that lost to Omaha earlier in the season in the non-conference portion. And so for USD, that should give them a little bit of confidence going into the game.
South Dakota and Iowa face off at 8 Central tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. The game was delayed to tonight due to winter storms in the Northeast. The storms affected the TV schedule for the NIT. Amnesty International wants North Dakota to address alleged human rights violations against opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Hundreds of protesters were arrested in the state from August of 2016 through February of this year. Amnesty International says it has documented numerous instances of excessive force or intimidation by police. The organization sent a letter asking North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Attorney General Wayne Stengem to consider dropping charges against protesters. The letter also asked them to review police practices. Police have defended their actions. This is STPB News.